name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 30th of July 2009 at 6:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Lewis Patrick Mitchell. I'm born the 17th of the 3rd, 1992, and from 6 Grove Road, North Walsham in Norfolk. Yeah.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth this morning?
Edgy. A bit nervous, but hopefully when I get up there, it'll be a bit chilled, yeah. You know, a bit more relaxed, just doing what I'm just painting, you know. Yeah.
How did you hear about the project?
I heard it for a friend, actually, on college. She applied, and quite a lot of my tutors applied, actually. So I thought I might as well go for it, and just got it. A bit annoyed at me, but, you know, that's how it goes, isn't it, really?
So out of the other people that you know that applied, are you the only person that got a place?
Yeah, I don't know anyone else who's got a place, yeah. Yeah.
And what happened when you found out you had a place?
Oh, well, not that much. I sort of got up and rubbed it in everyone's faces a bit. I don't think they were happy with me, but it's all right, I don't really care, you know. Yeah, I was quite happy with it. Yeah.
And what is it that inspired you to apply in the first place?
I don't know really. Just like to have a chance to do it really. Just might as well put my name in there just in case, you know. It would be nice to be in the middle of London anyway. And to stand on the plinth would just be a good thing to do really, wouldn't it? It's one of those one in a lifetime things. Yeah.
Had you heard about the fourth plinth before?
Yeah, I'd heard about it from Alison Lapper, the pregnant woman, you know, by is it Mark Quinn? Yeah, I think it's Mark Quinn. Yeah, I'd heard about it then, but I didn't actually realise it had gone and it was being used as a fourth plinth, but I do now, obviously. Yeah.
Were you aware of Anthony Gormley's work?
Yeah, I was aware of it, yeah. I heard of the Angel of the North, obviously. I drive past it quite a lot. And I do fine art at college, so... I'd studied some of his work beforehand, so I was aware of him, yeah. Yeah.
Do you like the work that you've seen that he's done?
Honestly, no, but, you know, I'm not really doing it because I like his work, it's because it's just something different to be part of. It's a good thing to be part of.
So what does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
Not sure, really. That's quite a question. It's good to be. It's nice to be in a large group of people, sort of representing UK, isn't it really? So it's sort of like selected. I don't know. Yeah, it's just nice to have lots of other people doing it as well. Bit of a tricky one, if I mean.
Have you been watching the project?
Yeah, on and off. Yeah, on the website, on the stream website, I've seen it a bit, but only odd bits. So. I don't know, my internet's rubbish, you know.
What will you be doing for the hour?
I'm going to do a painting. I'm going to try and get in some of what I see, and then hopefully if people come up to me, I'll probably get a bit of figurative work in there as well, because I like a bit of that. Get their faces in. Yeah, and oil paints on a board, wood. Yeah.
And what will you do with the paintings afterwards?
I don't know, really. See if anyone wants to buy it, and if not, I'll just leave it somewhere. See if anyone wants to take it for free. Well, you can have it.
And why did you decide to do that on the plinth?
It's just what I really enjoy doing, really. It's sort of a chance to advertise myself. Well, advertise, you know. Sort of get myself out there a bit. Because that's what I'd like to do, sort of as a career, somehow. You know, but yeah, it's just a chance for people to see you, isn't it, really? It's sort of an exhibition in its own.
So how long have you been studying fine art?
I've just finished first year at college, but I've been interested in art for a long time now. I did a GCSE level. I've got another year left to go, then I'm probably going to do it at art school or something. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what specific thing to do yet, but that's what I'm hoping to do anyway, yeah.
And how did you get interested in art?
Not really sure, just an interest in just looking at things and recording things. I think that's what most of it was. I like recording things, it's just a thing I do. I was drawing, I was just bored, so I used to doodle and part of that, I suppose, as well. I suppose that comes with a lot of people. But yeah, just interested in things around me, just inquisitive, exploring it, I see, you know. Yeah.
And do you mostly draw and paint, or do you do anything else?
Well, no, I do paint a lot, but not as much. I draw a lot, I still do, but it's strange drawings. I use all sorts of things. I mean, I've got pine cones in my bag to use later. That's just what I find, really, you know, just lying around. But I don't know, recently I've become really interested in installation art. Like, I like to do that. I don't know anything about it, really, but I like looking at it, you know. Yeah, so that's what, I'm not really sure. Lots of things, and photography as well. I like to use that to back up my work, yeah.
Are you taking a camera up with you?
No, I haven't brought any film for it. I brought a Pentax, but it's got no film. But I've got some people coming in, they'll take some pictures of it. That's all right. But it's a shame I can't get any up there, but that's all right, really. Yeah.
So what are you taking up with you? Oil paints?
I'm taking oil paints, yeah, oil paints. Brushes, I've got white spirit, which I've checked about, and that's okay. And I'm bored, obviously. I've got a sandwich, in case I get peckish. That's it, that's all I need, really. Some more clothes, yeah.
And would you like people to interact with you on the ground?
Yeah, completely fine with me, it's up to them, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't mind at all.
And what do you hope happens when you're up on the plinth?
well, don't fall off it, I suppose. No, I'm up for anything, really, I don't really mind.
Have you got any expectations about what it will be like?
I'm expecting it to be quite relaxed because there's not many people about and it just seems quite nice, especially in the morning. Just relaxed. That's what I'm hoping for, really. It's not a Friday night, is it, really? Or Saturday night.
And have you got any fears about going up at all?
Yeah, a little bit. But it's just apprehension, isn't it? Yeah, it's not too bad. It's just adrenaline, I think, yeah.
What will you do with the paintings afterwards?
I don't know. Nah, well, like I said, I'll just see if anyone wants it.
Have you participated in many arts projects before?
Art projects? Ooh, what do you mean by an art project? I've been part of some quite large murals, however you pronounce it. And what else? I've been involved in some youth festivals before. I'm a musician as well, so I've done a few gigs in Epping and around Essex and that, but not a large amount, really, no.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do as a musician?
Well, I was part of a group, well, it was sort of a semi-theatre, semi-music group a while ago. It was called 10 Years From Now. It was about the Norfolk coastline, so eroding away into the sea. That's what it was based on. It was a lot of music with dance mixed together. I play bass and I play synth and various other instruments, crazy instruments. But no, and I'm a part of a few music groups as well, bands and that at home. Nothing really that big, but yeah, it's my, you know, I don't do that much anymore. But
is that a bit of a hobby then?
A little bit. Yeah, I'd like to make it bigger, but I don't think I will, you know. I've already got the means, you know, it's just sort of in my room. Just a PA system crammed in there, you know, and all the rubbish, so it's not really that practical. But hopefully, you never know, you know, do you?
So do you perform regularly?
It's when something comes up, you know. I get invited to come along and play whatever with them. I've got a few friends who are also musicians and do quite proper gigs really regularly, so occasionally I go along to do something with them, you know. It's quite nice to do that sometimes, yeah.
And what's the youth festival that you were involved with?
It's called the Big Youth Festival, which sounds, you know, a bit rubbish. But it's in Epping Forest. It's quite big, yeah. It's a long time ago now, it's 2 years or something. But no, I really enjoyed it, you know. There's lots of that sort of theatre stuff there as well, though, but we were quite different, yeah, in that respect. But no, it was a good experience to play at a festival, you know. Really good. Even it is a bit of a small festival, you know, even it's called the Big Festival, it doesn't matter.
And do you like going to gigs or to the Bitter?
Yeah, I do, yeah, I go to quite a lot of gigs, festivals and things like that, yeah. I like live music, and I go to the theatre occasionally. I've got a few mates who are into the whole dramatic things and that, so I go and see their plays occasionally, yeah. It's nice, yeah. Just go out a bit.
So are you off for the summer now?
Yep, I'm on holiday at the moment, yeah. Till September. I'll start again for one more year. That's all right, I got off early this year, so got a bit more holiday.
And then what have you got planned for the summer?
Not that much. Just camping out on beaches and stuff. Go to Waxham near Sea Pauling. There's a thing that happens there, we always go and camp there and see sand dunes and stuff. Not really that much, to be honest with you. You know, just looking after the house, got a free house for a bit. So, there you go. That's something.
And to help us build a picture of the people taking part in the project, we're asking everyone, what are the things that are important to you in life at the moment?
Okay.
Would you mind telling us?
Oh, should I put in bullet points? I get along with my friends, obviously my family, I suppose, if I must. what I enjoy, which is probably my music and my art a lot. I don't know, it's just observing things, just watching things happen, letting things happen. It's that sort of just general stuff, really, but it's nice, yeah.
And have you got anyone with you here today?
Yeah, I've got a few friends. They're asleep probably though. They should be up. I hope they're up, yeah. But now the hostel is only about a 5-minute walk away. But yeah, it's a few friends who are coming. Come down us with a coach, so they'll be here in a bit.
And what have people's reactions been to you getting a place?
Jealousy, I don't know. Shock probably. Well, don't expect me really. Excitement, probably. People come, obviously. We don't get to go down to London much, so it's nice for everyone to come down to London for a couple of days and, you know, see everything. So that's always nice, you know.
Are you staying for the weekend?
No, we came down yesterday and a full day of it, and then we're going to hang around to about 6-ish, I think. Bus goes up at 6:30, so we've got another full day. Probably go to the O2 Centre and see the Bodies exhibition, which I'm really interested in at the moment, and just relax, I think. Get ready for the 3-hour coach journey. Yeah.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you applied and to now, just before you're about to go up?
What experience? Yeah, I suppose I know what I'm doing now. It's a lot of help. It's cups of tea. That was nice. It's sorted, really. Yeah. No complaints whatsoever. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Is that okay? Ah, sweet.